Assalamu alaikum. The following is a recording of the Qalam Institute webinar on the Isra wal Mi'raj, the miraculous night journey of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qalam is committed to provide podcasts, webinars, classes, and much, much more for the entire family for free. Find out how you can be part of our mission to enable as many people as possible to benefit from these resources at supportqalam.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay. Alhamdulillah, Mufti Kamani has Mufti Hussein Kamani has gone through some of the best aspects that we see from the Isra wal Mi'raj, some of the lessons that we get from the journey that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shared with us. What I want to continue regarding the journey of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after ascending through all of the heavens, after ascending through the seven heavens, and he gets to this point with Jibreel alayhi salam, right? He's making this journey with Jibreel alayhi salam, and he gets to a Sidratul Muntaha. He gets to a Sidra al Muntaha. At this point, we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, he describes this scene that he has in front of him. He describes it as this giant tree, so big that the shade goes as far as the eye can see. That if you were to take a ride, or if you were to walk in the shade, then you would not be able to leave the shade for a number of years. You would just keep walking and walking still under the shade of this tree. And he describes it of being a beautiful tree that illuminates, that is just reflecting of light. And all he sees is nur coming from this tree. And he describes it further that he says that he sees, I saw four rivers at the base of this tree. I saw four rivers that flowed from the base of this tree. And similarly, he says that I saw leaves falling from the tree, and he describes the beauty of these leaves just descending down. And so after this great scene that he sees, the next thing is that Jibreel alayhi salam shows him his true form. Jibreel alayhi salam shows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam his true form. And this is the second time in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he saw Jibreel alayhi salam's true form. The first time was at the very beginning of the seerah, that we see that the beginning of the revelations, Jibreel shows his true form. And then the second time is here at the Sidratul Muntaha. And Allah describes this himself. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. And you saw him a second time. عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى. At the Sidratul Muntaha. عِنْدَهَا جَنَّةُ الْمَأْوَى. At that point, you are close to the Jannah of eternity. The paradise, the eternal paradise. إِذْ يَغْشَ السِّدْرَةَ مَا يَغْشَى. You see what you see at that point at the Sidratul Muntaha. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. That you are so amazed by it. You are so amazed by it that you do not waver in your sight for a second. لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. Allah says that you have seen a few of my great signs, that of the creation of Jibreel, that of the creation of the heavens, that of the creation of Jannah and Jahannam. You have seen this on the day of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. And he describes it further, the Prophet ﷺ describes it further. He says that he had 600 wings, that Jibreel alayhi salam had 600 wings, and they covered the entire horizon. As far as you can see, the wings are there. And each wing is giving off pearls and gems as he's looking at it, and he's amazed at this sight. The next point in this journey that the Prophet ﷺ is going through, he hears tasbih. And he finds out from Jibreel that this tasbih is of Allah, is from Allah. And Allah reveals to him at this point that sabaqat rahmati ghadabi, that my mercy has been overcome. Excuse me, my anger has been overcome by my mercy. That Allah says that his mercy overcomes his anger. And this is one of the blessings that we have as humans, as the creation of Allah, worshipping Allah. Allah has blessed us to indicate to us that his mercy has overcomes his anger. And really that is a very big blessing for us. So the Prophet ﷺ, to go on in the journey, the Prophet ﷺ, at this point, some people, some scholars of Sirah say that at this point he goes into and he tours Jannah. Some scholars say that before Sidratul Muntaha, he toured Jannah. So afterwards, the Prophet ﷺ, he is at a point where Jibreel ﷺ can't go any further. The Prophet ﷺ needs to ascend further. However, Jibreel ﷺ is not allowed any further. So the Prophet ﷺ ascends by himself. And he gets to a point where he meets Allah. And when he meets Allah, in the presence of Allah, he makes sajda. He is humbled by the presence of Allah, and he immediately makes sajda. And so we see here that Allah meets, that the Prophet ﷺ meets Allah, and the Prophet ﷺ is in the presence of Allah. The last thing I want to go over before I pass it on to Ustada Atifa, there is some difference of opinion here, whether the Prophet ﷺ actually saw Allah or not, whether he saw him with his eyes or not. We have one side among the Sahaba themselves. We have one side, Aisha radiallahu anha. She is saying that she said, and her opinion was that the Prophet ﷺ, there is no way that he saw Allah. That her opinion was that the Prophet ﷺ could not have seen Allah. And she quoted from the Quran, she quoted, La tudrikuhu al-absar. That our sight is not able to comprehend, our vision is not able to comprehend the sight of Allah. We won't be able to see him, not until the hereafter. The hereafter, the Muslims, those who believe, will be able to see Allah and the greatness of Allah. But in this world, she had the opinion that we will not be able to. And then on the other side, we have Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, another Sahabi, another companion of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, absolutely, that the Prophet ﷺ saw Allah. On that day when he went and he was in the presence of Allah, he must have seen Allah at that time. That he must have seen it. So we see here that there's a benefit from understanding that the Sahaba here differed, that some Sahaba were of the opinion of Aisha radiallahu anha. Some of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were of the opinion of Aisha. Similarly, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not see Allah. And on the other hand of Ibn Abbas, we have some Sahaba and some scholars, many scholars, that were of the opinion that he did see Allah. However, there was no contention, there was no problem between the Sahaba and between the scholars and between the companions. So that is what we understand from the journey of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ to the highest level, to the point that he is actually in the private presence of Allah. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We're going to continue the journey of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received another amazing gift during his meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith narrated by Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu in the book of Sahih Muslim, when a long narration that details out the journey, he mentions at that time ففرض علي 50 صلاة. That at this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made obligatory upon me 50 prayers, min kulli yawmin wa laylatin, every single day. At that time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the revelation of prayer, the obligation of prayer at that time. And it was meant to be 50 prayers. That means we were obligated to pray 50 prayers in a 24-hour span. فَنَزَلَتْ إِلَى مُوسَى. And then the narration continues that once the Prophet ﷺ received that revelation, that obligation of 50 daily prayers, then he started his descent down. So he started going down through the heavens greeting or re-greeting all of the messengers. And finally, when he got to the sixth heaven where Musa alayhi salam was, instead of continuing his descent down, he had a conversation with Musa alayhi salam. When he got to that point, فَقَالَ مَا فَرَضَ رَبُّكَ. Musa alayhi salam actually had a conversation with him. He said, what revelation, what did your Lord obligate for you today or during this journey? مَا فَرَضَ رَبُّكَ عَلَى أُمَّتِكَ. What did he obligate for your ummah? قُلْتُ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, خَمْسِينَ صَلَاتًا, 50 prayers. قَالَ أَرْجَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَاسْأَلْهُ التَّخْفِيفِ. He said, return back to your Lord and ask him to decrease it a little bit. Okay, so this was when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received 50 prayers, he was, you know, that was completely fine with him. He was on this miraculous journey. He was going through the different sights and visions, you know, miraculous prayer that he attended or led with the congregation of prophets. He was just kind of going through it. He was accepting whatever is there. It was a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he received this gift, there, it didn't even cross his mind that he should question it. It didn't even cross his mind that at that moment, this was something that, you know, he could even, you know, have a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. It was a gift and he was willing to receive it, right? Wholeheartedly. And he knew that this is something that he could do. But when he got to Musa alayhi wa sallam, Musa alayhi wa sallam, with the experience that he had with his nation, Bani Israel, he said, your ummah can't handle it. قَدْ بَلَوْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. I have been given the test. I have been given the nation of Bani Israel. وَخَبَرْتُهُمْ. And I tested them with certain tasks. And they were not able to handle it. A similar narration mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, Musa alayhi salam responds, he said, I tried to work with my nation. I have given, you know, Allah gave them certain responsibilities. They were required to do less than this 50 prayers, but they weren't able to do it. And on top of that, your followers, Musa alayhi salam is telling the Prophet alayhi salam, speaking about his ummah, i.e., you know, speaking about us, he said, your followers are weaker in body and weaker in heart, weaker in sight, weaker in hearing. Your ummah is weaker than my nation, and my nation was given less than yours, and they weren't able to be able to handle it. For your ummah's sake, return to your Lord so that he may lighten your burden. Okay, and so taking the advice of his beloved, you know, his older brother Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam turns to Jibril and he says, gestures to him, is this okay? Like, can I go back up? And Jibril again gestures to him, indicates to him that it's completely fine. So they begin their ascent back up. In the ascent back up, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam requests Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decrease the amount, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreases it by 5. So now it's 45 prayers. He goes back down to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam now continues the conversation. He says, okay, now how did your Lord decrease it for your nation? And he said, now it's 45. He said, no. Listen, okay, little brother, I have experienced 45 is still too much. See if you can still go back up and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decrease it. So again, that same sort of protocol, that same sort of repeated actions takes place. He gestures to Jibril alayhi salam to see if he could go back up and ascend. Jibril alayhi salam gestures to him that yes, that's fine. He goes back up, decreases again. Now it's 40. The same sort of conversation happens again and again and again and again and again and again, where it's decreasing just by five every single time. Finally, it gets to 5. It gets to 5. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals that it's now the obligation is 5 prayers. He gets down to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam says, what is the obligation that that your Lord has given to your ummah? He says 5 prayers. And Musa alayhi salam says that is still too much, ask your Lord if he can decrease it even more, okay? And at that point, the Prophet ﷺ said, no, now I'm too shy. Now, this is where I feel like is enough, okay? And at that time, an announcement was made throughout the heavens, saying that your Lord has decreed 5 daily prayers, and now these 5 daily prayers, your ummah who prays it, they will get the reward of 50 prayers. Okay, but the final declaration was that it was to be 5 daily prayers. Now, and then after that declaration was made, everything was said and done, and the Prophet ﷺ continued his descent down. Now, when we look at this narration, it seems there's a lot of interesting questions that could come up. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, couldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it 5 from the get? Why the whole back and forth? Why all the trouble? Why did all of that take place? And so there's a lot of things that we can learn from this whole situation. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he started off with 50 prayers. Could the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed 50 prayers? Absolutely. He absolutely had the ability to, right? He absolutely did. But Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recognize that we, the ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is weak. Okay, so out of the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for us, it was decreased to 5, okay? But to also show us the entire process that we, originally it was 50, but we have through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're not obligated to pray 50 prayers. He decreased it for us, but we will still get that reward. Look at the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. Okay, but now again, why the back and forth? What about all the trouble that the Prophet ﷺ went through in going back up and forth and having that conversation with Musa ﷺ and having that conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we recognize that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is the most beloved creation to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his Prophet. Okay, and when you love someone, you want to keep seeing them over and over and over again, right? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the most beloved to the Prophet to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept giving him an opportunity to come back, kept giving him an opportunity to have another conversation, that it wasn't over yet. You guys know when you have, those dawats and you take like 10 minutes to say goodbye and you're like saying goodbye forever. This is that prolonged goodbye. Why? Because that conversation was so enjoyable. That meeting was so enjoyable, right? Allah wanted to just keep talking to his beloved, keep seeing him one more time, keep bringing him closer to him. And that was the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, what about on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's end? Of course, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves Allah, loves speaking with him, loved having that conversation with him. But that conversation for him was him asking for a decrease, okay? Could, again, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have prayed 50 prayers? So then why the conversation? Why did he keep going back up? It clearly wasn't for him. It's not about any sort of inability that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had or didn't have. Absolutely not. No. It was out of the love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for us as well. That he literally passed through heavens just to make it easier for us. Made that journey over and over and over and over again, despite his shyness, despite the fact that it wasn't, it was a decrease for him, but he didn't need that. He did it out of the love for us, okay? And look at this. We talked about from the beginning why this journey even took place. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam struggled in the year of sorrow. Many, many difficult things took place for him. And in the consolation, the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for the Prophet, his beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that love, this journey, this whole entire trip was a gift for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make him feel better, to console his heart, to show him that he is taking care of him, that he's being taken care of. But even in the gift that the Prophet ﷺ is giving, the healing, the medicine that he is receiving from Allah, he still thought about us, that we were his concern, that even in his healing and in his gift, he was looking out for us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Finally, a last lesson that we can learn is that when the Prophet ﷺ was struggling, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him close to him. every salah, this gift that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given, and that has been now given to us as well, is an opportunity for us to do the same. That when life gets so difficult, what do? We raise our hands in takbir tahrim, right? Takbir tahrima. We raise our hands and say Allahu Akbar, and say God is greater than whatever difficulties I'm experiencing right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater. And just like he took care of his beloved messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is taking care of us as well. Salah is a gift. Salah is the gift that we have been given from Allah. Too often we look at it as just something we have to do, you know, just a thing that comes in the way of our day. No. We should try to change our perspective and recognize this is the time for us to disconnect from everything else and connect with Allah, because that's going to be what gives us strength to keep on going in our life. Let's try to work on honoring this opportunity, honoring this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and allow it to be that moment for us to connect with our Creator and heal from all that we struggle with. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.